Hello everyone! Welcome back to Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today I'm going to tell you about yokai that are both celestial and demonic. First, Taka Nyudo, the tall priest. Next, Mikoshi Nyudo, the long neck priest. After that, Hangonko, the spirit calling incense. And finally, Nuke Kobi, the removable neck woman. So, let's get started. Season 12, Episode 7, Celestial Beings and Demonic Entities. Taka Nyudo, the Tall Priest. The Taka Nyudo is a gargantuan being that is a family member to the Mikoshi Nyudo, a long-necked monster. They often live in roads and mountains near the Shikoku and Kinki regions. The only way to defeat the Taka Nyudo is to show no fear. That way, the giant will leave in disgust and never bother the person again. Another fact, like some yokai, the Taka Nyudo has more interest in scaring rather than harming humans. Some say its true form is often a tanuki, a raccoon dog, a kitsune, a multi-tailed fox, or a kawauso, a Japanese river otter. Mikoshi Nyudo, the long-necked priest. The Mikoshi Nyudo is a terrifying yokai that appears very late at night to unsuspecting travelers. At first, they look like humble priests or monks, but in one moment, they grow into an unimaginable proportion with long claws and weird hair and a very long neck. As soon as the person looks upon this beast, they'll lose their balance and fall, giving the Mikoshi Nyudo the opportunity to attack their victims and bite their throat out. The only way to escape this beast is to meet face to face, showing no fear. Then look at it from head to toe. If done correctly, the Mikoshi Nyudo's power will be drained. This creature is a very popular form for shapeshifting yokai, such as Tanuki. Hangonko, the spirit calling incense. The Hangonko is a powerful essence from ancient China that allow people to talk to the spirits of the dead before burning it. Those who do burn the incense will see the spirits of the dead inside the smoke. The Hangonko is a popular story in Japanese literature. A man consumed by sadness at the loss of his prostitute, so he tries to summon her with a secret incense. This story shares a moral. Hangonko doesn't get rid of the loneliness. It only makes it worse. In Japanese Buddhism, smoke is a delusion that is the ultimate cause of all suffering. Nuke Kobi, the removable neck woman. The Nuke Kobi is a different species of Rokurokubi. Instead of a long neck, it can detach its head and move freely. This creature also has a vampiric taste for blood. Being a Nuke Kobi or a Rokurokubi is basically a curse. A legend says that centuries ago, a young woman was cursed as a Nuke Kobi. Her head flew around the capital at night, chasing people and even biting the doors of their home. When she discovered her curse, she was so ashamed she asked her husband for a divorce. She then ritually cut off all her hair and committed suicide. She believed that she would rather die a human than to live a monster. Thank you for joining me for Yo-Kai Legends. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest post. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!